says of old, the art of making plays was to content the people, and their praise was to the poet money, wine, and bays. But in this age, a sect of writers are that only for particular likings care, and will taste nothing that is popular. With such we mingle neither brains nor breasts. Our wishes, like to those make public feasts, are not to please the cook's taste, but the guests. Yet, if those cunning palates hither come, they shall find guests entreaty and good room. And though all relish not, sure, there will be some that, when they leave their seats, shall make him say, "Who wrote that piece? Could so have wrote a play?" But that he knew this was the better way, for to present all custard or all tart, and have no other meats to bear apart, or to want bread and salt were but coarse art. The poet praised you then, with better thought, to sit. And when his cates are all in brought, though there be none far-fet, there will dear bought be fit for ladies. Some for lords, knights, squires, some for your waiting wench and city wires, some for your men and daughters of white friars. Nor is it only while you keep your seat here that his feast will last, but you shall eat a week at ordinaries on his broken meat. If his muse be true, who commends her to you?
Please insert play here.